Now, you see, first we are going to recite one sutra, what is called a heart sutra. So those people who know something about heart sutra, then you see, think about, you see, that meaning. The mainly
it's me.
This.
It's mainly concerned with the topic of the emptiness of inherent existence of all phenomena. In general, in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, there are two subjects of expression. These being that explicitly indicated, the emptiness of inherent existence of all phenomena, and that of the path. So those who know it, keep the meaning, those who know the recitation, please keep the meaning in mind. And those who do not know it can keep Gautama Buddha in mind and the goodness and greatness of him.
Yeah.
Now, you see, at the beginning, usually we repeat three times the one shloka. It consists as one, the first part take refuge, the later part, generate buddhicitta motivation. So, da. Sangye shodong, sangye shonong la, shangyo bado dane jyoso shi, dage shi shi jibhe sunam ji, drola penji sangye drobo shi. Sangye shodong, sangye shonong la, shangyo bado dane jyoso shi, dage shi shi jibhe sunam ji, drola penji sangye drobo shi. Sangye shodong, sangye shonong la, shangyo bado dane jyoso shi. Dāgī śrīśe jīvē sānāṁ jīn, dōlā pēnśe sāṁ jīn rūpa rāśo. Nīndu śīvā sānā kūṣī nījīn, nīśī tīnsē kāyīn tāṁ, dōlā pēnpā jīnā lāpśī nījīn, jītīn tīn tīn tūn cāpā kāṁ. Kāntā yāntā tīnpē tōnā, nāpā kūntē nāsā tī sūmbā, nīndu śīvā sāmbē sāśē sāṁ jīn, nī yumtē lā chācē lū.
Homage to the perfection of wisdom, the mother of the Buddhas, as well as the collections of hearers and bodhisattvas, the knowledge of all through which the hearers seeking peace are led to thorough pacification, the knowledge of paths through which those who help beings accomplish the welfare of the world, and that through complete possession of which the subduer Buddhas speak these various doctrines endowed with all aspects.
Now, you see, today I am going to give you teaching on three principles, Sakha, three principles. That is one, first, the Nijung Sakha.
Is the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence? The second is the altruistic intention to become enlightened. The third is the correct view. These are the topics about which I will be speaking. Even if I don't have deep experience of these topics, I will be identifying what they are.
First, I want to explain, you see, something, the basic Buddhist structure. I think that's better. With, you see, understanding of that, you see, basic thing, then the actual, actual explanation about scripture may be more easier. Now, I think, all sentient beings, by nature, want happiness, do not want suffering. That is the basic thing. On that basis, all human development or evolution or creation of different ideology, different faith, or all these different things come from that basis. Everybody knows. So one source of happiness is external development, or the matter or material. Another factor to achieve inner peace or happiness is through mental training, through mental development. So generally, various different spiritualism belongs in that category. Now within that, I think basically there may be two categories. One mainly based on God theory or creator, you see, one, you see, not based on that kind of, you see, philosophy or belief. So sometimes I call, you see, godly religion and godless religion. Now Buddhism belongs in this category. You see, do not accept God theory. Now in that category, you see, Buddhism, Jainism, and some, you see, I think is one part of, one branch of Sangha philosophy. These are the same category. These are the same category. Now within that, there's one category, you see, accept permanent soul. The one, you see, do not accept permanent soul. Now Buddhism, the one which do not accept permanent soul. That's the thing, isn't it? Nang bechel ya, taiwai chane, any, kaso le, taiwai ta chinang ki kyabran chaya tali ya, any, duje tamche midakwa, saje tamche dunga, shio tamche tongshin tamme wa, nyang lente wa, shiwa sin, tawa kata ka shakye shi, kya lente tenne, any nang bechel shi ayin kuyare.
The Buddhist and non-Buddhist systems of tenets or philosophies are differentiated by way of view, philosophical view. There are four distinguishing views of the Buddhist systems. These are that all products are impermanent, all contaminated things are miserable, that nirvana, that all phenomena are empty and selfless, and that nirvana is peace.
Now within, you see, within Buddhism, there are, from the motivation side, which is so-called the greater vehicle and smaller vehicle. From the theoretical viewpoint, you see, again four. The Vibhashek, Sodantik, Chittamantra, and Madhyamika, so four. Then, you see, the Buddhism, which flourished in Tibet, that now it became very clear, the complete form of Buddhism. That means, you see, Tibetan Buddhists practice the, you see, Hinayana teaching, and basic Hinayana teaching, as well as the Mahayana teaching, the Sutrayana part. On top of that, you see, the Buddhist Tantrayana teaching, there also, you see, included all four different, how to say, Tantrayana. That means Triya Tantrayana, Triya Tantra, Uva Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra. Therefore, you see, today on this planet, the complete form of Buddhism is only available among Tibetan. So now, this is the some sort of introduction. Now, Ta nabu sangye be, ta ande de ande ma shaya de la, lam ju zo nabu sum sin sige ware.
What I will be explaining here are the three principal aspects of the path to supreme enlightenment.
Lam saya de kares na, nga lo zo si se lam saya de kares na, lam saya de, kaso ta pege, driver che bang, drawer che bang, driver che be na, tek bang, ta lam sha shu me rwa.
Now these are the three principal aspects of the path, thus what is a path? It is a means of progressing. It's not a type of external progress, but rather of internal progress in terms of the mind. Since this is the case in the sutra system, it's said that whatever is a path is necessarily a consciousness. However, in Tantra, there are also paths that are physical forms. So then, how are such paths generated? They are generated through meditation.
That's the Hindu, Gomsa de 수구 고민하겠지 말이 시베 공부요 아래.
Meditation is not something is not a case of physical meditation. Rather, it is done by the mind.
마시 관백가블라 관 카시알라 수구지 그래. 수구이베디아 셀즈제 드미아지다 앞에 미다다도 선이 드미아진데 예 여러분이 소드 생각한다고 요래.
Indeed, in some meditations, it is very important to adjust the body, straighten the body, assume certain postures, and assume certain modes of viewing with the eyes and so forth. However, the main procedure is in terms of the mind. In terms of how one meditates, there is one type of meditation in which one meditates on an object, takes an object, takes something as the object of the mode of apprehension of one's mind. This is like meditating on impermanence or meditating on emptiness.
다야 닝지 검사로 잡아 검사하지나 진단 유리치나 검사하는 대신 롯데 대모를 깨를 권했다 공부하래.
However, in the case of meditating compassion,
잠복검사 인식검사 안으로이나.
In the case of meditating compassion or meditating love, what one is doing is cultivating love and compassion, and thus is not meditating on love and compassion as an object of the mode of apprehension of the mind, but is causing one's mind to be generated in the aspect of love and compassion.
당연히 람기 다 람기 남 람기 떡배는 나한테 드리는 셈이 열다 삼네. 리카시 지두남에 꿈이 아닌 거야.
And then there's one type of meditation in which one just identifies that there are such and such levels of paths, cultivating or identifying a similitude of that actual path. And then there's another type of meditation, which would be a meditation of wishing, in which one takes to mind the four powers and so the four powers and... The ten powers and four fearlessnesses of the state of Buddhahood in the form of wishing that one would have them. Thus, meditation is in many different varieties. Now, thus, meditation, the procedure of meditation must come in terms of the mind, in terms of one's awareness, right? Thus, for this, it is extremely important to know the presentation, the layout of the mind. If one posited that there was only one general consciousness, then without distinctions among different types of consciousnesses, then there would be a great danger of coming into confusion. Whereas it is very helpful to make many differentiations and differences between different types of consciousnesses. For instance, the many sections of the brain are identified as having the cells in those sections are identified as having different functions, many different functions. And because through this identification, one is able to do many different things based on that identification. In a similar way, in the Buddhist texts, there are a great many very detailed divisions of types of consciousnesses.
Mm.
The first division is into main minds and mental factors. A main mind is, for instance, like the main eye consciousness that has its own particular basis. That is to say, the physical sense power, the eye sense organ, that serves as its particular basis. Then mental factors are divisions of consciousness, say within the eye consciousness, that do not have their own particular basis separate from the basis of the main eye consciousness. They are like accompaniers or surrounders of the main eye consciousness. Then within mental factors, there are many different divisions. Then one division of mental factors is that of omnipresent factors, so-called because they accompany each and every consciousness. Then there's a group of factors called determining factors, which determine individual objects. These are the two that we mainly make use of.
So, with
these as the basis of what one is using, there is one group of mental factors that bring about troubles, the afflictions, afflictive emotions, and there's another group that is helpful, or to say the afflictive side is to be decreased, and then there's a helpful side of virtuous factors that are to be increased. In Asanga's Compendium of Higher Knowledge, there is a division of mental factors into 51, and that's the one I will use here. In Burma nowadays, there is a text that is used that sets forth some 200 different mental factors.
Complete form of Buddhism.
Earlier I said that Tibet had a complete form of Buddhism, but this is something that it does not have.
Last night, as I mentioned there, you see, that Nanzu Kasore, Pumbus already, that's been so good. They had a decent one, Nanzu, laboratory, Zajo Council store. That dinner along Nanzu Karaz, as she was done, same deed to sort of Suya in Dizane, Daniel material, energy chemical, and digital Lalinch Gawajuna. That did each Kasore Bena, chemical deity, and each new caracari, deity in the part of the synthesis in the part of the day, in the new caracar to be a deity, that's some along near Shivache, and some along material deed store of Chazanche, and so on. Dinner Shinchani, Tanga, the same Namshat, Pet Carlton, did this of you, should give in a deep pinky, dean, dean with some deity near Shivache, any shinning of the experiment.
As I mentioned last night, our own minds and bodies are our own laboratory. And the experiments are conducted by means of these factors. Thus, one needs to identify what these factors are. They are like the chemicals. If you don't identify the chemicals first, you don't know how to run the experiment. Just so here one needs to identify the various mental factors and consciousnesses in order to know how to run these experiments. One needs to know what the capacities of these factors are, what their functions are, and so forth. Knowing them, then one can engage in experiment. Now there's a division of consciousness into the conceptual and the non-conceptual, and indeed the everything derives, or the most important form is the non-conceptual. However, for the study of doctrine and so forth, one needs to have a very clear mode of apprehension of conceptual consciousnesses in order to look into and find out what the possibilities are. Now there are consciousnesses that are incorrectly apprehending objects, that are perversely apprehending objects, and those that are correctly apprehending objects. And in the process of moving from such wrong consciousnesses to correct perception, there are many different levels. One begins with wrong consciousness, that's misapprehending objects, and moves to doubt, which is the mind moving in two different directions with regard to an object, and then moves on to developing gradually a correctly assuming consciousness, passing on to inference, and finally on to direct perception. In order to develop an inferential consciousness that is validly realizing its object, it is necessary first to have as its basis correct reasoning. Thus, there are many different divisions of types of reasonings. In the books on epistemology or valid cognition, the divisions of correct signs of logic are set forth in tremendous detail. The texts of Dignaga and Dharmakirti that set forth these in great detail are very important.
In any case, the procedure is first to state a contradictory consequence in order to break down the pointedness or vibrance of the adherence to the wrong view. Then, once that has been done, one can state a reasoning, and by coming to a conclusion, deciding that the topic can't be any other way than this way, one comes to an inferential understanding. Upon gaining that, then gradually, as one develops more and more clarity with respect to the object, eventually one develops direct perception.
야야다. 다 디딩한테 레르 다르 지금 차송아.
So that's the general layout of the mind.
다데네 당가서 그게 땅을 퍼야기 다 전다디 샤윤드 가서 그게 좀 네, 당연히 조치시디 담배니 야지야르샤.
Now, with regard to that which is to be settled, the most important basis is that of the two truths.
당가란조리야 가서 우리 허트칼로 그게 또 낭대야기 간다 내수를 지키는 거야 아래. 다 낭대야기 전다를 지키야 아래. 다 되기 터두기 들루기야 내수를 지키야 이 말이.
There is one level of the status of phenomena that is what we superficially see or superficially meet with, understand, and there's another deeper level that is the final mode of subsistence of phenomena, the final status of phenomena.
That the day in the Mata Majebe, the Casore, Mata Majebe Tane, any Tanya Lui, Nidun Chicta, and Tashi Cheni, and Total Jubi, Nidun Chi, Nishabe.
There is the first level is that of objects found by conventional consciousnesses that are not engaged in ultimate analysis and investigation, and there's another level, a final level of objects found by consciousnesses examining and investigating, analyzing the ultimate.
And
for instance, the physicists nowadays are speaking about superficially, say, seeing a flower, and then when looking into its particle structure, then what one finds are just particles and not some gross flower. Now these two are different, but they exist within one basis, within one object. The particles act as the basis for the formation of the flower. With this as a deeper basis, then superficially, there are many different modes of appearance.
Then they induce an answer, Casuke, Taggy, any that Taggy do look nisuti, Dishibe, Gone, Maranzuji, Panda Neva, Rasik Sandang, Panda Neva, Didi, and Mandibasini, Shashabasku Yari.
Now we need within the more superficial level to be able to posit good and bad, cause and effect and so forth without confusion and keep that level of phenomena.
And
by way of knowing the final mode of being of objects, realize that objects don't exist in the way that they appear. Thus, in this way, it is very important to come to know the two truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths. The two truths to which I'm referring are those that are set forth in Nagarjuna's treatise on the middle way called Wisdom. But then in the mantra or tantra system, there are other ways of explaining the two truths.
In the
four different Buddhist schools, there are different ways, subtle and less subtle, for positing the two truths. Since phenomena are empty of inherent existence, then it is most plausible that they exist in dependence. And since it is plausible that phenomena dependently exist, then it is plausible that they exist in dependence upon causes and conditions, and from that there is pleasure and pain. And by way of this, we come to have the Four Noble Truths. From the point of view of the suffering or pain that is to be abandoned, there are the first two truths of suffering and of origin, and in terms of what we of the happiness that we need, there are the latter two truths of cessation and path.